Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 0.75 cents at 4.39, May wheat up 2.75 cents at 5.73, and May beans down 1.75 cents at 11.59 1/4. The wheat was 11 cents off the highs. The beans were almost 12 cents off their highs. Certainly possible we could see a turnaround Tuesday today, particularly if the funds don't want to cover any more short positions. The wheat was very strong overnight with the crop ratings down to 50% good to excellent. That was a 5 percentage point drop. I would expect that they could move again lower next week with some of the frost damage out there. We'll have to see. The other number is a little bit bearish. Corn plantings 12% versus 10 on average. Bean plantings 8% versus 4 on average, and spring wheat planting 15% versus 10% on average. So, nothing particularly friendly out here. The outside markets, the dollar's down 6 ticks, crude oil's down 44. The metals are down again, but coming back. Silver is down 15 cents, but it's a good almost 40 cents off its lows. The gold is down 18 bucks. But that's 24 off its lows. So they're certainly coming back here to some extent. Today, I think, is really, is it going to be turnaround Tuesday? Or are we going to see the funds cover more positions on any kind of a breakout here? We've had good fund buying on Friday, had good fund buying yesterday. I'm hoping to see more today to keep this rally going and to give us a better indication that the funds went out of these short positions. We'll just have to wait and see out here. There's not a whole lot of, a whole lot of fresh news out here. The war in Ukraine rages on, but that usually hasn't been good for more than a day or two rally. The wheat frost usually isn't more than a day or two rally. We've got rains moving in Thursday, Friday into much of the central part of the country. But between now and then, we should get some more planting done. Farmers will be dodging raindrops to get the crop in. They usually do a pretty good job of that. So I think we'll see, bigger numbers again next week on the crop progress numbers. But, I think we're still kind of in the mode where it looks like the American farmer wants to sell a rally out here. I think that might explain the break off the highs in the wheat and the beans. And it might be a little bit of a battle between if the funds decide to buy and if the farmers want to sell a rally, which I think they ought to be doing out here at some point. But we'll see what the next week we have First Notice Day. Hopefully we'll see something bullish there. And, technically I'd like to see the markets do a little bit better to really force the fund hands out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.